hope that's good. Okay. Okay, my friend. So we're doing the Mishnah. What we're talking about over here, we haven't really like gotten started. We've been stalling a lot of like stutter stepping. But we're gonna get involved over here. I sent you some Maamar Koymis, and that's some of the stuff that I want to speak about today is these Maamar Koymis. I learned this with in the afternoon with Eli Bash and with Ruvain Frank. But what we're gonna talk about here is the Rambam says, Ru Bezdin Vachol Yisrael, Nech Kreativali, Speak Olomer Makudish Adshecha Shecha. So something happened over here. They started the process of Kiddush, either the Kiddush HaLevan or Kiddush HaChodesh, weren't sure what to call it, or it's both of them. And they didn't manage to finish Ad Shecha Sheikh until it got dark. Hareze Me'uber. So the Chodesh is Me'uber. I can show you another fascinating Ramban, which is mamish, like hard to figure out, but I can try to show it to you later. But over here, what are we saying? That if you don't say the magic words, or the magic word. What's the magic word? Magic words. What is that?
Mekodesh, Mekodesh.
Mekodesh.
Mekodesh, Mekodesh.
It's not clear what the magic word, the magic words. So you don't say that, then Arezem Uber. Gone. The Chodesh Uber, you lost the chance. You got to say the words. You don't say those words, it doesn't happen. So now what the discussion is who is the ones who's got to say these words? We're talking about the words that the Rosh Bezin says, we're talking about the words that the Edom say, we're talking about the words that the Chalakal HaKadosh says. So this was a big discussion. I don't know how much Rav Gav spoke about it over here. We're trying to find some Maamar Koymis. I do see that he gave out some Maamar Koymis. Anyone have any information? Anyone have any opinions?
He mentioned the Mishnah in the second parak, Mishnah Zion, that discussed that the Rosh Bezin says Mekudesh and then the answers Mekudesh, Mekudesh.
That's correct. That's the way it goes. So the question is, who are we speaking about in our Mishnah? On the one hand, the fact that the Mishnah just says one time the word Mekudesh, who would that seem like we're talking about?
Rosh Bezdin.
The Rosh Bezdin. On the other hand, the fact that it says Lo Hispiku, what does Lo Hispiku sound like?
Plural.
Plural. So what would that sound like? How many people? Many. So then it would sound like it's probably talking about the If you take a look later on in the Mishnah, we also got something fascinating going on. Mishnah says, Ru Bezdin Bilvad, Yam Mishnayim, Ve'idu Lepam, Ve'yomru. Mekudesh. They say both. And the next Mishnah, the rest of the Mishnah also. Ru Shlosh Ve'im Bezdin, Yam Mishnayim, Ve'yishu Lepam, Etzal Yachem, Ve'idu Lepam, Ve'yomru, Mekudesh, Mekudesh. So we see that there's that the end of the Mishnah is speaking about Mekudesh, Mekudesh. The beginning of the Mishnah only says Mekudesh. Now, I do not have in front of me one of those Oiz V'Hadr Gemaras. Does anyone have an Oiz V'Hadr Gemara in front of them? Yosef Tzvi, is that an Oiz V'Hadr Gemara that you're looking at? No. Does anyone have one of those fancy new Gemaras that can check if there's maybe a Gersa change?
Biggie,
does this work?
What was that?
Rabbi, does this work? What Gersa does Rabbi want to know?
That might work. I want to know if they, by the words Hispiku, Lomer Mekudesh, did they change from Hispiku to Hispik, or did they change from Mekudesh to Mekudesh, Mekudesh? Anything like that?
Not in my Gemara.
Doesn't seem like
I don't have anything either, no.
Okay. So there's a Tosfos Rabbi Akiva Eiger, which I think Rav Gav gave out. The Tosfos Rabbi Akiva Eiger, did you guys, anyone see that Tosfos Rabbi Akiva Eiger? I think Rav Gav gave it out, is that true?
No, he didn't give it out.
I thought he did. I thought he saw Maamar Koymis. Anyway, the Tosfos
it didn't work.
Oh. But we're going to get this down to a science, my friends. The Tosfos Rabbi Akiva Eiger says that the reason why it doesn't say Mekudesh Mekudesh is, said Tosfos Rabbi Akiva Eiger, because if the Rosh Bezdin just says the word Mekudesh, even though the didn't manage to say Mekudesh Mekudesh, then what? What do you say? Then it works. So we're mamish down to the wire, and we're counting the seconds. And the Rosh Bezdin says Mekudesh, and then it goes that there must have been probably like a buzzer. Mekudesh, and they didn't say Mekudesh, Mekudesh. Is that good or is that no good? Says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, it's good. It's good. Score. Rosh Chodesh. We have Rosh Chodesh mamish for a minute because it's going to be it hits Rosh Chodesh, and then boom, and then we go into the next day. So says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, the Iker of the Din is what?
Rosh.
The what?
The Rosh Bezdin.
The Rosh Bezdin. And the afterwards, that's like, you know, that's fanfare. That's hype. That's like celebration. The Rosh Bezdin says, Mekudesh. And he goes, yay, Mekudesh, Mekudesh. They could say it afterwards anyway, probably. I would assume, according to Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Let me ask you a question, okay? You're in the stands there. You're in the crowd. And you're a Talmud Chacham. You're not the Rosh Bezdin. You're a Talmud Chacham. What was that? I just saw like a note. I didn't notice it. I'm having a hard time reading. I can't do two things at once. Someone just sent out a little message. I don't know what that was.
Yeah, no, I just asked if anyone else is having issues because I can't see anything. It's all black by me.
Oh, you bet.
I see everybody.
Maybe just having a hangover. Esky.
Yes.
You okay?
Baruch Hashem, I'm great. I'm gonna leave the meeting and I'm gonna try to come back to see if it works.
Hey, Vay, don't leave us. Okay, come back. Okay. We see you, Chesky. Bye-bye. Okay, so here you are. You're at this. Let me explain something to you. By the way, when I went to England to visit one time, because they told me my mashgiach convinced me that it's important to go to England to see the changing of the guard. I should see Malchus. You have to see Malchus. It was pretty disappointing, I got to be honest with you. But whatever, I went to changing of the guard. So they told me where to go. So they said, you got to go to Old Bailey's Courthouse. That's like the place, Old Bailey's Courthouse. I don't know if you've ever been to England, any of you. But that's where the barristers wear their wigs and everything like that. The place where people used to go was to the courthouse. That's where all the hack was. I mean, they didn't have radio shows. They didn't have places to gossip. Where was the gossip? The hack was in there. You go to bed and you hear about this person's claiming this against this person. There's Aiden, Zoymanim, Shmuas, Knas, Malkus. Maybe you get a visa in there. You like really get something exciting, you know? And you go, oh, when you hack with your wife, what'd you see today? Oh, you know, Shlomi got Malkus. Woo, Shlomi got Malkus. What happened? My kids are, everyone went to Bezin. Bezin was packed with people. So my Kiddush HaChodesh, also there's people there. There's an that's there. And anyway, the Rosh Bezin says Mekudesh. Now, here we are. You're sitting there in Bezin. You're a Talmud Chacham. Now, I want you to know something. It's important. A Talmud Chacham has to be Nikra B'deoyser. He has to be obvious that he's a Talmud. I'll tell you an interesting story. When I went into my apartment, so I brought in Rav Efrati, the Rav of Arzabir, to tell me how many mezuzahs to put up. And I have numerous interesting types of doorways. If you remember my house, they're very interesting. Different areas, half doors and side doors. And right in the beginning, right when you walk into my house, like the kitchen, and then walk into the dining room, it's not really a door. And then I have a little alcove in the corner where we have the piano. Kitzer Yipaskin, no mezuzahs. And he said, even though Lamaisa is makum to be machmir, I said, okay, so I want to be machmir. I should do it. He said, no, don't put up mezuzahs. I said, why? He said, because you're a Rosh Hashiva. And you tell me, them have to see that you know, halacha should be done according to halacha. And I said, Joe Schmo wants to put up mezuzahs all over the place. He can put up mezuzahs. You do not. So the point is the Talmud Chacham, I mean, I'm not a Talmud Chacham, but at least my position would definitely indicate that I am. But what can we do? Anyway, a kitzer, a Talmud Chacham is there. You're a Talmud Chacham. You're there. And the Rosh Bezdin says Mekudesh. You passed in like Rabbi Akiva Eiger. So was there a Rosh Chodesh here, yes or no? I get a head shake.
Yes.
And I get a yes. Yes, Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, all you need is Rosh Bezdin say Mekudesh. You are after tzeis. Should you say Mekudesh or not? What do you say?
Yes.
Even though it's by night, it's at night.
It's not Tali and anyone else, apparently.
Who's that? Who's talking over there?
Avi.
Avi Schneeweiss. Yeah, I don't see your face for some reason. I'm just seeing Mishpacha Storkitzi. Where is he? Oh, Chesky, you're good now?
Yeah, Baruch Hashem, great.
Trying to get Avi Schneeweiss's face. Ah, there it is. Okay. You're right. I would say you're right. In other words, the Mekudesh is not part of the din. It's just like a thing we do. It's a celebration, a pirsume ba'alma. Maybe it's just pirsume milsa. We want everyone to know, so we scream it on top of our lungs. Mekudesh. But once it's Mekudesh, if it's Mekudesh, then you can say whatever you want. That's what it seems like from Rabbi Akiva Eger. correct? However, there are those that argue on Rabbi Akiva Eiger. And there are those that learn lo yispiku means they is referring to actually the And if the doesn't say mekudesh mekudesh, then kiddush hachodesh is not chal. I'm going to try to find you someone that holds that way. I have some mamakoyimis here. I think this is it over here, right here in front of me. Give me 1 second. The Aruch Laner. The Aruch Laner argues, yo, the Aruch Laner says that the Mishnah says, lo yispiku, and if the doesn't say Mekudesh Mekudesh, it's not Chal. The Turei Eben says like Rabbi Akiva Eiger. These are the different shitas. The Turei Eben, let me see if I see where I brought the Turei Eben over here. Okay, yeah, that's what it seems like. Yeah. So the question is like this. The Chayra, the Aruch Laner brings a diuk from the Lashon. What do you do with the Lashon of Ispiku Leimer Makudish? Anyone have an answer for that? According to what we're saying, the Rabbi Akiva Eiger is saying that it's only the Rosh Bezdin. Why does it say Ispiku? Rabbi said, use your brains.
Because Bezdin himself is more than one person.
I can't hear.
Rosh Bezdin means the head of an. Reish Bezdin means the head of Bezdin, one person? Or
one person. One person.
Is speaking under the authority of Bezdin?
Who is that?
Elibash?
Elibash. Says Elibash. You know there's such a thing as like being a Shaliach Tzibor? What does that mean, Shaliach Tzibor? He's speaking for everyone. Says Elibash. Really, who is the one who actually says the word Mekudesh? How many mouths say the word Mekudesh? One. But how many people is he speaking on behalf of?
The whole Bezdin.
The whole Bezdin. So says Elibash, maybe that's what it means, lo yispiku loimar Mekudesh. They, and there's a diuk that you can make in the end of the Mishnah that way. Let's go to the end of the Mishnah. And the Gvuras Yitzchok makes this deal. Take a look. The Mishnah says, what happens if Ru'u Shloisha V'Hein Bezdin? Ru'u Shloisha V'Hein Bezdin. Yamdu Ashnaim, two of them stand up. Yeshiva Mechavrim Eitzal Yochin. And they sit from their friends by the one of them. V'idu V'Fneim. In other words, you have three. Two of them get up. So if the two get up out of three, how many are left sitting at the moment? Not a real question. Come on, guys. You can do it. I believe in you. Very good, Avi. Toronto's obviously got good educational system. There's only one left, because 3 minus 2 is 1. So what do you do? So Yeshiva Mechavereim Eitzal Yochid, have two of our friends come and sit with that other one. V'idu Mefneim, V'yomim Mekudesh Mekudesh. She'ein HaYochid Nemon Al Yidei Atzmai. Rashi says, She'ein HaYochid Nemon Loimar Mekudesh Bifnei Atzmai. Can't say Mekudesh himself. Asks the Sefer Gvuras Yitzchak, what do you mean? One can't say Mekudesh by himself. One always says Mekudesh. Roish Bezdin Oimer Mekudesh. What do you mean? Any of the Loim Naman Loimer Mekudesh. One always says Mekudesh. What's the answer? The Enoch Anani, one person actually, he is the one that enunciates, he verbalizes the Mekudesh. But who is he speaking on behalf of? The entire Bezdin. So my friends, what we come out with over here is as follows. We have two different shitas in what's going on in the Mishnah. We say, lo yispiku loimer Mekudesh. Is it the Rosh Bezdin is saying Mekudesh on behalf of the whole Bezdin? Or we're talking about the What's the nafkamina? Is the me'akev, the saying Mekudesh, me'akev in Kiddush HaChodesh. Pilei Ploim. That's the machlokes. I'm going to show you a great machloikas. I think it might even be Rabbi Akiva Eiger l'shitasai. It's sweet as sugar. Yeah, it's sweet as sugar. It's a mikvegel l'shitasa. And then we're going to get involved in this other discussion over here of these the diukim in the Rambam I mentioned. I mentioned the thing in the Rambam of l'hispiku lo hispiku. In the Mishnah, we have three different bubbas, or three different cases. The first one has two manifestations. So we're going to call it 1A and 1B, and then we have 2 and 3. Important to know, break down the Mishnah. Mishnah is Rehu Bezdin V'chol Yisrael. That's 1A. Nechru Adim is 1B. Both of those are the cases. These are two examples of that it didn't manage. No one said the magic word or words. What's the magic word or words, my friends? Someone tell me.
Mekudesh,
Mekudesh.
Mekudesh or Mekudesh, Mekudesh. Again, it's a machlokes between the achroim. But no one said it. What's the din? I raised them over. Even if all of Bezdin saw it, even if all of Klal Yisrael saw it, even if we did Nechkura Edim. So these are two cases. The first case, Rubez Mechol Yisrael, that's A1, or 1A. Rubez Mechol Yisrael, 1B is Nechkura Edim. What's the din? I raised them over. The second case of the Mishnah, or the second din of the Mishnah, is where it's not Me'uber. We're going to make the Kiddush HaChodesh in case 2 and case 3. That is Rubezdin Bilvad. Bezdin saw this. So how does Bezdin deal with when Bezdin sees the moon? What do they do? Now Bezdin saw the moon. Says the Gemara, they'll have two of them will recuse themselves. That's a big word for some of you. You could look it up. Recuse is kind of like slip away from Bezdin. They'll pull out of Bezdin. They'll be the Edim, and the rest of Bezdin will leave Bezdin. We're obviously talking about that this Bezdin is bigger than 3. I don't know how big it is. Maybe it's 23, maybe it's 71. We'll see. But that's the din. That's the second case in the Mishnah. The third case in the Mishnah, the third din in the Mishnah is what happens to Ruach Shleisha Mehin Bezdin. What do you do then? Then we have two of them recuse themselves. We replace those two with two from the streets. And then they're made and they say Mekudesh, Mekudesh. Why? Because one alone can't say Mekudesh. Those are the three. Okay. Clark. So we have. There's actually the case one has, or the first din has two cases, the second din and the third din. That's our Mishnah. We have it clear, my friends. It's going to take us, we're going to do some serious lumpness over here. Beis Hashem and Siat Dishmai. Before we do, I'm going to blow you away here with this Rambam. Let's take a look at this Rambam, and I want you to help me out. If you could read this Rambam, we're in Rambam Perikah. I hope all you have the Rambam in front of you. Is there anyone who does not have the Rambam? Either way, I'm going to read it pretty slowly. Is anyone
Rebbe, is that Rebbe, is that the text you sent before?
Yes. Halacha Hey.
Which parak?
Parak Aleph. Hilchos Kiddush Achodesh. That's in the Rambam Zmanim. Parak Aleph. Hilchos Kiddush Achodesh. Halacha Hey. Here we go, my friends. We're ready to go. Supercharge. Aim. Rigias Hayoreach. Mesura lekol adam, looking at the yoreach, is not given over to anyone. K'moy Shabbos bereishis, shkol echad moyne shisha b'shoyves ashrii. Says Rambam, Shabbos is different than Kiddush HaChodesh. They're not the same. By Shabbos, who is it given over to? Someone answer, someone lead, someone follow. Who's it given over to? Who?
Every person.
Everybody.
Nichol Adam. What does he do? Moina Shisha Mishavis Mishri. But Rias Hayoreach is different. What's Rias Yoreach? We're starting again the beginning. Ain Rias Yoreach. Mesur Lokal Adam Kumoy Shabbos Bereishis. Shukol Echad Moina Shisha Mishavis Mishri. Ella. What happens by Rias Hayoreach? Lebezdin Adover Masur. It's given over to Bezdin. Achi yikachuhu Bezdin. V'yikulois hayon roish chodesh. Hu sheyeh roish chodesh. Until Bezdin does the job. I can know it. I could see it. But if Bezdin isn't mekadesh the chodesh, then it's not mekudesh. She'ne'emar ha'chodesh hazeh lachem egos zu tehe masura lachem. Okay. So my friends, the Rambam is stelling a yisoid. I'm trying to figure out exactly what is the yisoid of the Rambam. The Rambam is differentiating between Shabbos and Kiddush HaChodesh, Rosh Chodesh. The Re'iyah of is the Re'iyah Siyareach is not like Shabbos Bereshis. What does the Rambam mean? Everyone counts six and is Shoyves and rests on the seventh. What does the Rambam mean by that? Everyone counts six. I'm open for suggestions to anyone aside for Reuven, Frank, and Eli Bash.
Is it that the month can't make itself Kadosh, it can't renew itself, rather it's depending on Beis Din?
So the way that Dovi Goldman wants to learn this Rambam, Chaim David, I want you to die carefully. You see, you have the text in front of you?
Yeah.
The way that Dovi Goldman wants to learn this Rambam is that Shabbos happens on its own. Whether you make a Shabbos, you don't make it. No, I don't need anyone to make a Shabbos. It just happens. As opposed to Rosh Chodesh, that Bezna has to make it happen. Is that the way it sounds like if you read the language of the Rambam? I'm asking you to read the Rambam.
Absolutely not.
Okay, we're getting echoed again.
No, it doesn't sound like that.
Maybe Rambam is saying that it's not something you can calculate.
What'd you say?
It's not, you can't calculate it. Shabbos, you can calculate. You count 6 days.
You can't, right. Let's say you don't know when Shabbos is and you're dropped randomly. You count 6 days and the seventh day would be Shabbos.
Whoa. So Chaim David is saying something. I think he's saying something huge over here. It's Mechavin to Reuven Frank, and this is one of the Mefarshim say on the Rambam.
I heard Chaim David said, but Hashem created the world with Shabbos in it. Shabbos is manifested into the world. Only after the...
Good, David. So we can get to you. We can get to you, David. But I think Chaim, we're having my machlokes here, Chaim David Krakauer and David Shore, David Levy Shore. Chaim David Krakauer was saying the following thing, I think. He's saying, what happens if you're stuck, you're alone in a house in Teaneck or in a desert or whatever? You have no clue what day it is. You just forgot what day it is. Now, you don't have an access to a calendar or anything. You don't know if it's Monday or Tuesday, or maybe it's even today, Shabbat. I don't know. I got no clue. I'm totally like in the dark. What should I do? Says Chaim Krakauer, what do you do? Chaim?
You count 6 days, and then the seventh day is Shabbos.
You promise Shabbos on the seventh day. Now what happens? So then, what do you do the next week?
Same thing.
Same thing?
No.
And the next week?
Same thing until you
get back to society.
The first week,
hold on a second. David, hold on. By the way, it's Tuesday. Tuesday. What do you do now, Simon David?
Well, now you got back, so now you continue with
Continue. Now you count three more days, and now it's Shabbos in 3 days.
David is correct. That's right. In other words, then you go back to regular normalcy. What you do when you're like removed from the world is you just count 6 days and you go to the seventh day Shabbos.
Why do you have to count?
What?
Why do you have to count? You can just feel when Shabbos comes, no?
Okay. Well, not everyone's as holy as you are.
Besides,
you don't have a problem because in Antwerp, they like play these loudspeakers. They got all this, so you always know when Shabbos is in Antwerp. But by us, in Chutz Laretz, we're over here in the Schmutz Laretz of America. So it's harder for us to...
It's also Chutz Laretz.
Rebbe over here, it's fine. The Goyim will tell you, like, what are you doing at Shabbos? Yo, it's Shabbos. Shabbos.
You can't say this for the church bells.
Akofan, let's get back over here. My friends, David Shore's asking a question. Hashem made Shabbos. What day of the week is Shabbos?
Seventh.
Saturday, the seventh day of the week. Will it ever be Tuesday?
No.
Will it ever be Monday?
No.
So what in the world are we, what type of game is this? What's going on over here? I would accept, in other words, David Shore is kind of like saying what Dovi Goldman was suggesting. You can't compare Shabbos to Kiddush HaChodesh at all. Shabbos is when it is. We might have to try to figure out when Shabbos is. I don't know when Shabbos is. But what does that do? Kiddush HaChodesh b'chlam. Kiddush HaChodesh, Bezdin makes the Kiddush HaChodesh. I ask you a question, my friends. You know the story of the longest Pesach?
Yes.
Yes.
Say no. Somehow the following ridiculous thing happened. Let's say the entire world somehow made a mistake and thought that that Shabbos is really, that Sunday is really Shabbos. And I know it's not. I know that they think that Shabbos is Friday or whatever it is. I know today is Shabbos. No one else knows it's Shabbos. Should I keep Shabbos? No one else knows it's Shabbos. I know it's Shabbos. Should I keep Shabbos? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because Shabbos is Shabbos. No one has to make Shabbos. No one has, Shabbos, boom, comes Shkia, bang, it's Shabbos. But what happens if the entire world decides they're going to be Mekadosh L'Chodesh? They're not being Mekadosh L'Chodesh. I saw the moon with my own two eyes. I saw the moon. Bez doesn't believe me. Should I pray for Rosh Chodesh?
No.
No.
No. Because Bez wasn't Mekadosh L'Chodesh. So the language of the Rambam here is very bothering. What's the Rambam saying? What is going on over here? So I want to make a suggestion. Big finish. I would like to be mechadish the following thing. Hold on a second. I have to. Okay. The following chiddush, my friends. We're going to get back to what Chaim David Krakauer said. What's the pshat if you're in the middle of a desert, you count 6 days and you keep Shabbos? That's like, why does that make any sense? It's Tuesday. You do it misafik? So, mumanashach. Do every day misafik? Or do no day misafik? What's this? Count 7 days and then you... What is the pshat? As I'm saying, you're going to love this part. But I think it's pshat in Rambam. Vais tochois! I'm Yid can machin Tuesday Shabbos. You can make Tuesday into Shabbos. Yes, you can do that. And if a Yid doesn't know what day Shabbos is, he can make Tuesday into Shabbos for himself. It sounds crazy. I'm not making this up. And I'm going to show you a makor for it. On the surface, Tuesday doesn't look like Shabbos. But do you know why we say Hayoyim Yoyim Rishon LeShabbos? Hayoyim Yoyim Sheni LeShabbos. Hayoyim Yoyim Shlishi LeShabbos. Because every day is a day to Shabbos. There's a Shabbos underneath that maybe in this world we're not seeing. But in truth, there's a Shabbos here. And that's why we say we're waiting for Yoyim Shekuloi Shabbos. Lasid Lovoi, every day is going to be Shabbos. Because really, every day has a Shabbos inside of it. Just like every Yid has a Moshe Rabbeinu inside of him. Tifarain, there's a little bit of Moshe Rabbeinu in me, and there's a little bit of Moshe Rabbeinu in you. There's a shtick Shabbos in every single day. So normal, the prophet nishtiana Shabbos. Usually we don't make that. Elamai, a Yid, when he goes to a desert, he can make this day into Shabbos. He counts 6 days, bang, Shabbos.
Rabbi, I like the part. It's very geshmak and chassidish part. You could zag a shtickle brisker. It's Tzvedinim and Shabbos.
It's what?
It's a shtickle brisker. It's Tzvedinim and Shabbos.
I've added this Tzvedinim and Shabbos. So my friends, there's a makor for this. I heard this yesoid from Rav Moshe Weinberger, the Rav of Eish Kodesh. He said it in yeshiva. I don't remember who he quoted from, but this is the yesoid. What the Rama means to say is, a man counts 6 days and then the 7 days Shabbos. Means if you're in a desert, you can pravi on a Shabbos. That's not the normal Shabbos, the prava. Normally, we pravi Shabbos, which is on Saturday. But I can pravi Shabbos on Tuesday. I can pravi Shabbos on Wednesday. Because I just count 6 days and I can make a Shabbos. For me, Ayid can make Shabbos for zich. He can make Shabbos for himself. What about Rosh Chodesh? No can do. I mean, this is a very big chiddush in Rambam, but I challenge you to find someone else that says a different shot. Says the Rambam, when it comes to Kiddush HaChodesh, it's not like that. Question is, how does the Rambam end? I'm reading the last words in the same Rambam. Shenemar, ha-choydesh hazeh lochem, eidesute mesua lochem. What does the Rambam see from that? What does the Rambam see from those words? Eidesute mesua lochem. If you learn the Rambam like Dovi Goldwyn was trying to say the Rambam, that Shabbos is not negotiable. And Rosh Chodesh is negotiable. I understand what the Rambam is adding. This one is up to you. And the other one wasn't. But we're learning also Shabbos is negotiable. And so Shabbos is negotiable. Kol Echad. It's not Kol Echad, it's best. So what does the Rambam see in these words? Where it says, HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem. This is the question I'm going to answer, my friends. Here goes. We're saying major chiddushim today. That was chiddush, major chiddush number one. Major chiddush number two. Here it comes. It's actually not mine. It's from the Heligur of Moshe Feinstein. Here goes. In the Mogen Avron Simon Tuf Yud Zion. The Magen Avraham says the following thing. Listen up. It's very, very short. Nagu, the minig was, Lamoid b'shas amiras Rosh Chodesh b'yayim ploim. When we do Kiddush HaChodesh in Shul, we say, Rosh Chodesh Shvat, yeah, b'yayim. We do that thing. You should do it standing up. Why standing? Dugmas Kiddush HaChodesh Shehoyah Me'umad. Similar to Kiddush HaChodesh, that was done back in the day in the times of the Mishnah, that people did it standing up. It was done standing. So nowadays, we're not doing real Kiddush HaChodesh. Nowadays, we're Makadosh LeChodesh with Cheshbin. The Chodesh kind of like happens on its own. But because we're going through a Zecher, it's similar, and we're doing... So therefore, we do it standing up like they did it back in the day in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, Sanhedrin, and yada yada. That's the Magen Avraham. Clear? Everyone heard that? Yosef Tzvi, you with me? Is Yosef Tzvi here?
I think you left already.
Oh, yeah, yeah, give out. Hey, David, you could text him, tell him I want him in.
I'll tell him right now.
Such a mook.
Okay, listen up. So what they did was, they were Mekadosh HaChodesh.
Thank you, too.
Frek to Rabbi Kiva Eger, a bomb kasha. Kiva Eger says, Be'er Anoichi, lo yadati. I don't know what you're talking about. Heichon Motzinu, the Kiddush HaChodesh Hu Me'umad. Who said Kiddush HaChodesh was done standing up? In the very beginning of the third paragraph, it's mashma that they sat. Where's the mashma they sat? Somewhere in our Mishnah. Someone help me out. A deacon in our Mishnah that they sat.
It says yamdu.
It says yeshven.
Yeshivu.
Right, same thing. Yamdu ashnayim v'yeshivu. It sounds like Bezdin sat. Bezdin didn't stand. And I'm going to give a little knetch of my own oisafa. Rabbi said, what's the ikar of Kiddush HaChodesh? The Bezdin or the Am? The Bezdin or the Am?
Isn't it machlekes Turi Evan and Aruch Laner?
Very good, very good. We'll get back to that in a second. The Bezdin or the Am? Bezdin was sitting, but the whole Am that was standing there, they were all standing. So If the Ikar of Kiddush HaChodesh is the Am, then we understand what the Magen Avraham is saying. Just like the Am stood back in the day by Kiddush HaChodesh, so too, Bisman is that we stand. Says Rabbi Kivega, Echfashtenish Bezdin Sat. Rabbi Kivega clearly understands that what is the Ikar of Kiddush HaChodesh?
Bezdin.
The best. And boy said, this is going to be a machloikas. Rabbi Kivega, Le, Shi, Ta, Soy, I'll show you where.
But how do you know that they were standing because they stood up for to Mekadesh HaChodesh? Maybe they were standing because there weren't seats back then and there weren't enough benches or something.
It was the minig that at least the Edom for sure would stand. Everyone was by that was part of like the respect that we had for the Bezdin, that we stood by the Bezdin. He brings a raya. Gemara Yevamah says that everyone that went to Bezdin would stand. I'm going to try to get the Rav Moshe Feinstein for tomorrow. But listen up. Listen to this Lashitasa, my friend. Listen up carefully.
Ravi, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
I don't understand. Who says that it's not necessarily a difference? Maybe the Magen Avraham, what he's saying is that nowadays we stand, right? Because what they did back in the day was standing, and all we could do is what the Am did back in the day. Maybe really the Ikar is the Bezdin, but we have no Shaychus to that. All we're doing nowadays by Rosh Chodesh is what the Am did, and that's what they stood, so we're going to do the same.
I hear it. Sounds like he's saying that because we're trying to duplicate Kiddush HaChodesh, it should be like they did it back then. That they did it was the, you know, it sounds like what they were doing, Rabbi Kiva Eger understood. This is what Rabbi Kiva Eger understood in the Magen Avraham. He means like we're reenacting the Kiddush HaChodesh. So if we're reenacting, so then we should be sitting, not standing. Sounds like, I hear what you're saying. It sounds like understood the Magen Avraham is saying we're reenacting. Okay? Listen to this amazing Kiddush. This is beautiful as Shitasim. Here goes, my friends. It says in the Mishnah, what does it mean, lo yispiku loimar mekudesh? So Rabbi Akiva Eger on the Mishnah says it's referring to the Rosh Bezdin. The Rosh Bezdin. Why? Because Rabbi Akiva Eger understands everything depends on the Rosh Bezdin. That's all it is. They're just a cheering squad. They're just there to publicize. That doesn't really make a difference if that happens before the tzeis or after tzeis. Rabbi Akiva Eger l'shita, so I understand that who is being mekadesh the chodesh?
The Rosh
Hashanah. However, the Aruch Lener is choylek. The Aruch Lener is medayik lashon of lo yispiku. Says Aruch Lener is referring to the Am. And if the Am doesn't say mekudesh before shechashecha, it's not chal. It sounds like the Aruch Lener understands that who's being mekadesh the chodesh? The Am, or the Am's mekudesh is a necessary component. Nemela says Rabbi Kiva, says Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, that's why we understand why we are going to act like the Am. The Am weren't just bystanders. They were just spectators. They weren't just there in order to get the word out. They were a part of the entire Kiddush HaChodesh process. Okay, but Rabbi Say, now it gets a little bit, the Kan HaBen Shoyal. Now it gets a little, what's the pshat of that? What does that mean? The Am is Mekadesh the Chodesh? What does that mean? And I think that's going to help us understand also, what does it mean? Ru'u Bezdin V'chol Yisrael. What is Kol Yisrael getting involved over here? It could be that Kol Yisrael is a very big player when it comes to Kiddush HaChodesh.
But they need Bezdin, though.
Oh, very good. So you have to see, what do they need Bezdin for? It says, Ru Bezdin v'chol Yisrael. It sounds like Bezdin and Kol Yisrael are working tuzamin. They're working together.
You need the Am's word, and the Bezdin has authority to even college to month.
Correct. Something like that. Correct. Right. In other words, I would say like this, David. I'd say that the Bezdin is working on behalf of Klal Yisrael. Bezdin is working on behalf of Klal Yisrael.
So how do you explain the next two cases?
We'll get there. We'll get there. Slow and easy, my friend.
And well, doesn't that depend on what we discussed in Ksubas back away at the beginning of Wintersman about what is the role of Bezdin?
It exactly does. We said that the role of Bezdin is they represent Klal Yisrael. So they are working on behalf of Klal Yisrael. Exactly what we said. We actually quoted this very halacha back in the beginning of Ksubas. You could check the Shir Klali. I quoted this Igros Maisha then. So Rabbi Yisai, I'm going to get a step closer to understanding our Rambam now. Our Rambam says, Achoydesh Hazeh Lochem. What does Achoydesh Hazeh Lochem mean? Who's Lochem? Anyone want to translate that for me?
I'm Klal Yisrael.
I'm Klal Yisrael. So can one guy, Uncle Shmerel, come and say, I would like to make today Rosh Chodesh?
No, Lachem is plural. The whole Lachem means plural. Klal Yisrael as a whole.
Oh, it's Lachem. Mit the ganze Ganzkeit. Mit the Achdus. All of us together are being... It's Am Yisrael's being Mekadosh the Chodesh. Who represents Klal Yisrael?
Bezdin.
Okay, my friends. We're going to move on now. I want to just go to the other Rambam that we photocopied for you, which is going on the Mishnah. Other Rambam, Perek Beis, Halacha, Ches. Someone want to read the Rambam for us? Perek Beis, Halacha, Ches. Mati, can you do that for us? Mati Jalajit, do you have it there?
Shiva.
Yeah.
A Shiva?
Shalom Arav.
Yeah, just Shiva. Why didn't the Rambam mention anything about how he saw too then? He's mentioned about Bezdin being Mekadosh, but he doesn't mention the Mekadosh of the Am. If the Shiva's learning that Lachem means Klal Yisrael, why didn't he mention it before? It says it's the Surah of Bezdin, actually to Bezdin, and he doesn't mention the Klal Yisrael's role.
Okay, so we're gonna have to. First of all, I appreciate the question. We're gonna have to clarify exactly how does the relationship between Bezdin and Sanhedrin work. It seems like Sanhedrin is doing it, and Klal Yisrael is kind of like just accepting it. I don't think the Klal Yisrael is Mekadosh the Chodesh. So therefore, the Rambam can focus on Bezdin because they're almost like the Shluchim. There are Shluchim. So the Am says Mekadosh Mekadosh in order. Except it, we'll see. We'll have to see more in the Rambam, Beis Hashem, with the time.
Rebbe.
Okay.
Rebbe, the way we're learning it now, the beginning of the Rambam, which he brings the contrast to Shabbos, seems to be backwards. He's bringing the contrast that Shabbos was given to everyone, as opposed to Rosh Chodesh, which was not given to everyone. This seems right. The opposite. He's saying now we're saying that Rosh Chodesh is even more given to everyone than Shabbos.
No, Shabbos is giving to all individuals, called Echad Ve'Echad, giving to us as an individual. Shekol Adam, every person is given Shabbos. Every person has his own Shabbos. And Mashenkin Kiddush HaChodesh, it's Mesur Lachem, it's given to you as a tzibur.
It also says by Shabbos has a Lachem. No?
You'd have to find that. Not that I'm familiar with. You can look it up. Do a search. Mati, ready to read?
Yes.
Hello, Kachas?
Hold on.
Everything I find is in singular.
What'd you say?
I said, I thought like Baruch also, but I looked through the Pesukim quickly, and everything I found said Lecha or something like that. It was all singular.
Okay. Mati, take it away, my friend.
Let's go. Hello, Kachas, right? ואחר כך שתזכה עם מועדוס חויש בעזדן עולם מקודש וכל עולם עולם אחר רוב מקודש מקודש ואין מקש נס החודש אלו בשלושו ואין מחש בין אלו בשלושו.
So those are two different dinim. Mekadosh HaChodesh, I think the Ram means with Re'iyah, with Eden. And mechashmin means without eight, and we're just doing it based on figuring out the mathematics. Keep going.
To figure out, you don't need, you just, it happens by itself.
No, it seems like not. There's a kiddush achodesh that happens ipi cheshbon. It doesn't happen on its own.
Then who's doing it?
Whoever does the cheshbon, the bezdin. We're going to leave that for now, if you don't mind. It's important to include this, but I want to try to get to what's relevant to us. But there seems to be different ways of doing kiddush achodesh. One is through ria. The other one is bezdin decides, according to our calculations, this is when Rosh Chodesh is. Bang, we made it Rosh Chodesh.
Okay.
So first of all, it's only if it's a chodesh chaser that we're mekadesh it. If the month has 29 days, on the 30th day we see the moon, or the 9th and 30th, then we're mekadesh. Once it's a chodesh male, so then we only have two options, either a month has 29 days or 30 days. If it doesn't come out that it's on the 29th, then obviously Rosh Chodesh is going to be right after that. We don't need Eidus anymore. A process of elimination. If it's not this one, it's that one. Now the Rambam says, Ein mekachin ela b'yoyim. Kiddush has to happen during the day. Vim kichu ba'layla ein ha'makudish. It can't be mekadosh at night. Keep going.
V'afilu ro be'ezin v'chol Yisrael. Amu be'ezin mekudish ad shechasheicho. Lail echod v'shloishim. Ad shechasheich shel echod v'shloishim. Oy shenechkru eidim v'lo yispiku beizdin loyim ha'makudish ad shechasheicho. Lail echod v'shloishim. Ad shechasheich lail echod v'shloishim.
Ein mekachin
oishon. V'yi echodish mubar.
V'lo yeh
rosh chodish elo yom echod v'shloishim.
These are two cases, but the Rambam says, you dropped the ball. So close. So close. But no, because what happened over here? The first case is, ooh, bezdin mechol Yisrael, v'loraz bezdin mekudesh ad shechasheicha. Oy nachkua edim, lo espiku bezdin loy mekudesh ad shechasheicha. Ein mekad shenoy soiv, yachodesh me'uber. Rabbi, I have a subtle diak in the Rambam. Why in these two cases, first of all, where did the Rambam get these two cases from? Can someone tell me?
Mishnah.
It's our Mishnah. Mishnah says, Ru'u bez v'chol Yisrael, nechku ha'edim. The Gemara says, oy nechku ha'edim. But why in the first case does the Rambam say, v'loi amru bez v'chodesh? And in the second case, the Rambam says, v'loi hispiku bez v'chodesh. Why the Rambam in the first one just say, loy amru bez v'chodesh? And the second one, it's loy hispiku bez din loy mekudesh. Is there a difference? The Rambam's words are gold. Every word is precious. So why the discrepancy? That's my question. I want you guys to think about it for a moment.
Because I didn't want to make it. They saw it, but I didn't want to make it.
Think about it for a second. I'll be back in a minute. I want you guys to keep thinking. I'll be back in a second.
Could someone explain exactly what we're supposed to be thinking about right now? I'm not saying that to be funny. I really wanted to know, actually. I'm curious.
Schweitzer, was Pesach am Schweitzer? Was Pesach? Am Schweitzer, you here?
Yossi, I see you, Yossi. I don't think you can run away from me, Yossi.
I don't have to. We're okay. Miles apart.
I'm back. Yossi Ehrenfeld, you there?
Yes, Rebbe.
Yossi was giving some great suggestions, by the way.
What was that?
Yossi was saying some good things.
You have the text of the Rambam in front of you?
Yeah.
Me,
Yossi, you don't have it? Is Yossi Ehrenfeld with us? Did we lose him?
Yes, Rabbi. No, I'm here.
Do you have the text of the Rambam?
I don't know where to find it. It's on the chat somewhere.
Yeah,
I sent it on the WhatsApp. I think you got it on the WhatsApp.
Yeah, I think so. Where should I be looking?
Perek Beis Halacha Ches.
Halacha Ches. Hold on. V'acharkach.
Yeah, in the middle it says, three lines down. Afilu Rohu Bezdin V'Chol Yisrael.
Yeah.
V'le Amru Bezdin V'Kudesh. Ad Shechashecha. And then the next case, almost the same thing. Oishen Nechkwa Edim. So the Rambam is almost the same thing, just the second time the Rambam says the words lo hispiku loimer. What is the Rambam using the words lo hispiku there for? So I'll tell you what I think, my friends, is pshat. Here goes. You ready?
Wait, doesn't Rashi and the Mishnah say the same thing also?
What was that?
Chesky.
Well, I know what. What does it say in Rashi and the Mishnah?
Rashi in the Mishnah says, by Robez and Novacha, ain't me sheyed Elohim Velay, Velava Risha Kahib, Samach Lachashecha, Ella Shehaya shows Lakadish.
Rashi's there, he's going on the second case. Rashi's going on the second din in the Mishnah. Look at the Dibra Maskla Rashi. Robez and Belvad, that's a whole different thing. We're talking about the first 1A and 1B. Rashi's talking about the case 2. Is that clear, Chesky? Chesky?
Yeah. I thought it was the same case.
Okay, you got it?
Yep.
Here goes, my friends. I believe what I'm going to say to you right now is just push it shot. We just got to get down just the technical details. Ru Bez and Achol Yisrael, when did they see the moon? When? At night, during the day, the night of the 29th, the night of the 30th, the night of the 5th. Did they see the moon on the 5th day of the month?
The night of the 31st.
The night of the 31st ain't going to help nobody. I don't think.
Well, that's why the 31st day becomes Rosh Chodesh instead of Uber.
They saw it on the 30th.
So when did they see it?
On the 30th.
What does that mean? The night of the 30th?
As the 30th was changing into the 31st.
As the 30th changed to the 31st or the night of the night before the 30th?
The night before the 30th, the night of the 29th to 30th, that night.
No,
but they couldn't say it anymore. They couldn't say it. They heard it on the 29th, but didn't have time to say it, so they had to wait till the day of the 30th.
If it's the night after 30, then it's automatically anyway.
If they saw the moon on the 29th, that means the month had 28 days, which is not possible.
No, Ellie. They saw it after the 29th at night. The 29th is Monday.
But then it wouldn't be an Uber.
Is becoming the 30th.
They the 30th, that would be Rosh Chodesh.
No.
They started to the 29th, but they couldn't announce it, so they had to wait till the next morning.
They saw it the night of the 30th, the night of the 29th, night after the 29th. They couldn't announce it, they have to wait till the next morning.
Yeah.
How is that over a month then?
Two questions. I get to take it one at a time.
No, I was just saying they saw it Monday night.
They saw it Monday night. They have the entire Monday that they should have said, Mekudesh, Mekudesh. They didn't get around to it. They didn't do it. Comes so the entire Tuesday. So Monday night. Right? They saw it Monday night. They have the entire Tuesday to say it. Comes Tuesday after Shkia, Mekudesh. It's Mu'ubra, I mean. I'm all messed up. I'm a little tired. I'm sorry. Let's get it straight. They saw it on Monday night. Monday day was the 29th. They saw it Monday night. It's the beginning of the 30th. They can't be Mekadosh at night. So they wait until the next morning. They should be Mekadosh the next morning. Something happened. They got busy. I don't know what. They didn't say anything. They didn't say the magic words. What are the magic words? Mekudesh. They didn't say that. and it hits Shkia like, oh my, we forgot. Oh, snap, crackle, pop. The Uber. I think that's the case.
Doesn't the Rambam say that they saw on the night of the, they didn't have time to say until the night of the 31st, so then it automatically turns to the 31st day being Rosh Chodesh?
Hold on a second. We're going to get back. I'll get to Rambam in a second, okay, my friend? Now, when it comes to Edim, when did the Edim see the new moon?
They saw it on 30 or 29 now.
I would say the same thing. They saw it the night after the 29th, Monday night. But where are the Edim situated when they see the moon?
They're, I don't know, in public.
I don't know where they are. They're wherever they are. There may be, they might be hanging out in Beit Shemesh with Akiva Edelman. They might be in Arzei Abira. They might be there. Where, who knows where they are?
Indiana.
Yeah, it would be a little rough to get from Indiana to the Beis HaMikdash, but maybe. They've got to get to the Beis HaMikdash tomorrow with enough time. Could that be a challenge? Could there be a time constraint when it comes to the Edom?
They have to get to Beis HaMikdash. It could take some time.
That could take some time. They have to get to Beis HaMikdash.
Well, is it correct? That they have to get to Beis HaMikdash as
it's
in
not the our case in the Mishnah. Comes in.
It means that they have to get to Beis Din Yerushalayim, or they just have to go to their local Beis Din.
Let's assume they have to get to Beis Din Yerushalayim. It's a good question. Let's assume for the moment they're going to Yerushalayim. They're going to Yerushalayim.
I mean, that our Mishnah is a much simpler case. Our Mishnah is not the case at all, just to be clear. Our Mishnah is a case where everyone saw it. Any for sure people in Yerushalayim could have testified as well. It's not really our case.
You gotta see, there are two cases in our Mishnah. There's Ru Beis Din V'chol Yisrael, case number one. The next case is Nechkru Ha'edim.
But either case, it's not really much of it. Doesn't seem much of a distance that needs to be traveled.
Right, Nechkru Ha'edim could very well be that the Edim, until the gate came into Beis Din, it could be that they had a distance. How do we know? Where the Edim come from?
But doesn't matter. I mean, it appears they got there on, like, what's the, it appears no, they got there on
hold
time.
Hold on, I'll explain to you. Here goes. If Beis Din saw the new moon on Monday night, do they have any good excuse why they didn't say Kiddush HaChodesh the entire Tuesday?
They had to. There has to be some good excuse.
Well, maybe they just slacken.
Well, even if they are slacking, then regardless, it's still no Rosh Chodesh. They have to be the ones to announce it. Right?
True. Correct. If Beis Din is depending on Edim, is there possibly a good reason why they didn't say Mekudesh Mekudesh until before Chashecha? The answer is yes, because maybe the Edim just showed up. Beis Din's waiting for Edim. The Edim come 5 minutes before Shkia. They're like, oh my gosh, let's go. Hustle, let's go. We're trying to do the Chayim, but we're going to too late. If we take a look at the Rambam,
they're busy.
What did you say?
And then maybe it's Shasa Sakana, and they're busy with all the weddings on Tuesday.
Maybe, but the point is that when it comes to Edim, we understand that Beis Din perhaps is under a time constraint. When it comes to Beis Din themselves, there's no time constraint. They saw the new moon yesterday, hours ago, last night. They could have said Kiddush HaChodesh if they would have. First thing in the morning, they got busy with this, they got busy with that. They forgot, they didn't get around to it. And then before they know it, Shkia, oh boy, we forgot to do it. So read the language of the Rambam, and it's very meduyik. The Rambam says, Afila Ru Beis Din V'chol Yisrael. V'lo Amru Beis Din Mekudesh. They didn't say it. Why didn't they say it? I don't know why they didn't say it. That's a very good question. Why did you say it? For goodness sake, you had an entire day. Why didn't you just say Mekudesh? They didn't. Doesn't make a difference. It's going to be Mover. Oy, another case. Shenechku Ha'edim. V'lo Hispiku Beis Din Lo Amru Mekudesh. They're in the process. They're there. They're down to the wire. They're like, it's cool. Come on, guys, hurry up. It's almost Shkia. We got to get going. It's almost Seis. And they ask them questions. They're trying to, they go, okay, we're up. Bah, missed it. It was a buzzer beater fail. They tried. They were going, they were not creative. They were in the press. They were like all the way, they were doing it. And then the last minute, lo hispiku loimar makudosh. They didn't manage. These are the two cases of our resha. I think that that's perhaps how the Rambam, why the Rambam breaks it up this way. Now we have to know what the chiddush of these two cases are. This we'll see in the Gemara. The Gemara says, we could start the Gemara together. What do you have to say this for? It's a machloikas. What is the Gemara's question of Lama Lila Misni? How did you understand, my friend? What did the Gemara mean to ask? Lama Lila Misni. Anyone?
Why do you need to say both Bezdin and Klai Yisrael?
Both Bezdin and Klai Yisrael. You say whole Klai Yisrael, obviously Bezdin saw too. If you say all Klai Yisrael saw, that includes Bezdin. What's the point of saying Bezdin and Klai Yisrael?
Okay, so that's not the way Rashi learns. Seem to remember having a Rabin Avram in a Har here somewhere. See if I could find it. Look at how Rashi learns. Rashi is the opposite of you.
Rashi learns the other way around. If Bezdin saw, why does Klal Yisrael need to see?
You're right. What do we need Klal Yisrael for? We got Bezdin. Bezdin's enough. That's the way Rashi. Oh, Rabin Avram in the Har, yeah. Yeah, that's the way Rabbi Avraham and also learns like Rashi.
It's not like we learned before. I'm not sure, I don't remember who said, but before we said that the Am is really plays a major, major role here. A fi Rashi, the Am is no shaykh. It's basically Bezdin.
Perhaps we'll see. Perhaps. So that according to Rashi, that's the Gemara's question. What do we need? Bezdin saw. What do we need more than that? So the Gemara. I might have thought since it became public that on the 30th it was there, it was able to be seen, and you shouldn't be ma'abra the chodesh. The shayla is, I mean, the ma'isa, they didn't say the magic words. So then, how does this work? So there's two different pshatim in the Rishayim. One pshat is something called kiddush l'mafreya. It'll be as if the mafreya, they already makadish the chodesh. Somehow, I have to see that the ritva. Ben Avram Nahor says that being that everyone was there, it's like they said makadish. It's as if we said makadish. We were all there. We all saw it. So the whole pshat of saying makadish is to crystallize it, to solidify it. It's solid. We all saw it. Maybe they would have thought that that's enough. Okay, we'll have to see. Kima the tunnel who bezn chol yisrael nechku adam lamali hachikamer inami nechku adam. Let's speak lamal kodesh hachashecher zemu over. Okay, we're gonna have to see. Continue this base of Shem hopefully tomorrow. Abayisai, we did a lot of work today. We got things started. I think that we did, it was a good aschala. Beis Hashem with Siyat Dishmai. We'll continue tomorrow with more of this.